Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, February 27, 2025, pre-market report. Starting early today, we're going to get a slew of economic information. I mean, whatever, man. I hate talking about it. I really, really do. It's all fake. It's all propaganda. We all know that's not going to stop. However, I will cover all of this at the end of the day when we wrap it all up. I mean, there's like 10 things coming in today with regard to economic news, where we're going. We all know where this is going. As a matter of fact, look, let's start off with this. We got a bit of information here from our Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. You notice I did not say illustrious. I'm going to stop doing all that, man. But anyway, this is what our Treasury Secretary had to say about the economy. The private sector has been in recession. Okay, at least we got that. And, you know, if you recall, his predecessor...
Greg, don't do this. You said you were not going to make fun of me anymore.
You know who I'm talking about here. All right. Janet Yellen. Okay. Forgive me for doing that. He blamed her. He blamed the previous administration for the situation that we're in. And let me tell you something. He's not actually wrong here. Yes, we all can pretty much say that the combination here of what the previous administration here, a lovely Biden, in concert, of course, with the Federal Reserve, did via the mechanism of wiping out the purchasing power of the currency and, of course, out of control spending, you know, did hit the economy and, of course, the middle class who can't survive. But let me just say this as I move forward here. There is not a single, not one economic policy that is being put into effect right now. And you may not like to hear what I'm about to say, but this is the cold, hard truth. Nothing that is being done right now is going to help the economy or help the middle class. As a matter of fact, we're gonna talk about some interesting things here. How many of you out here use that AI chat GPT thing? I asked this thing a couple of questions. It's an amazing... It's kind of frightening in a way how it responds to you. It's like you're talking to a human being. I did ask it a few questions about where it's whatever that creature is. I'm putting down AI here. I'm not actually putting it down. It's kind of a creature-ish thing, whatever it is. It had some interesting things to say about the economy moving forward, which we will cover in a moment. But anyway, look, man, it's no secret what's happening here. The world economy is being thrust into a very dark place right now. As a matter of fact, I'm calling it the mushroom cloud economy. And I did say specifically, I'm referring to the United States economy, but it's the world economy that is a mushroom cloud at this time. And it's going to get much worse moving forward. Don't listen to Greg, listen to AI. And we'll talk about that in just a second as well. So anyway, let's also talk about a new factor here. So President Trump is now targeting the European Union, and you gotta love the way he talks in some ways here. And I'm not putting him down. I mean this literally, saying that, you know, we're being screwed by the EU. Anyway, you know, look, man, we're screwing ourselves. And with regard to the EU screwing us, we all understand why the European Union was actually created. It wasn't created to actually screw the United States. But you guys and girls can do your own research on this moving forward after today. But apparently, the European Union is going to be facing 25% tariffs. Let me just read this to you. President Trump has shifted his trade. This is them, not me. This is Fortune magazine. President Trump has shifted his trade focus from China to the European Union, threatening 25% tariffs on EU exports, particularly cars. Okay, lovely. And now the European Union is promising to fire back and with some kind of retaliation here. So again, this is a setup for the global economy. It seems like tariffs are now becoming the norm, how every developed economy is going to deal with the other one. And of course, again, look, man, who's going to pay for this? It's going to be we the people. And governments, look, let me say this to guys and girls out here. Whatever cash is going to be paid by the importers and exporters, and that's collected by the government, okay, it's not going to be enough to stave off what is coming with regard to pretty much everything across the board. If you believe that this is going to tariffs here in the United States or anywhere in the world, because we're getting a lot of this reciprocal tariffs going on here, is going to add to the productivity or for the prosperity of the middle class, you're way off base. It's not going to happen. What this will do, quite obviously, is, again, you will understand this. Tariffs are not paid by the governments. We're not, the tariffs that are on the United States right now or will be moving forward as well, it's not paid by our government. Same thing. Trump puts tariffs on wherever he puts it on here. It's not paid by that government. Understand, this is a big misnomer. A lot of people believe that's true. It is not true. Look it up for yourselves. Don't take my word for anything. All right. Importers, exporters pay those pay the tariffs. It's collected by the government. And then we, the people here, do pay the price here. Those costs are passed on to us. And this phenomenon seems to be going absolutely global now. And look, man, you and I realize that the middle class of the world is under attack. I've told you guys and girls over a decade now, that if you are a member of the middle class, you have a tattoo on your face in the shape of a target. And bringing us into this mushroom cloud economy moving forward is going to make sure that the elimination of the middle class and the economies of the world continue to rapidly deteriorate. Now, some of you probably know about this already. Now, with regard to, let me just show you this. Trump orders federal agencies to prepare for mass firings. It appears that what has happened so far was just the beginning. Now, this is yesterday. So the White House is instructing the entire federal government to get ready for purging the workforce. President Trump's directive at federal agencies to prepare for mass layoffs. So, again, you guys and girls, I want you guys to understand how this is going to work. With regard to what we're seeing here with regard to purging the government and shrinking it, in my opinion, this has to be done. I agree with this. It's gotten way, way out of control. The way it's being done is, I think, damaging, let's put it that way. Instead of going through things with, let's say, a fine-tooth comb, using a sledgehammer, and generally, it's, I don't know, in my opinion here, this is not the way to do it. I think it could be done in a much more efficient manner than just, you know, wiping all this stuff out. But here's the ramifications. However you want to look at it is fine. Okay, Greg, you're wrong. It needs a sledgehammer approach. Greg, maybe you're right. We should be looking at this in a different way. It doesn't matter how you want to look at it. The bottom line is this: there is no way. I want you to listen to what I'm saying here. There is no way that this is not going to bleed off into the private sector. And I've been trying to explain this to all of you. Gauging from not just what's happening with regard to the federal jobs here and what appears to be take it at face value here, mass firings moving forward to purge the government. Okay, great, fantastic, however you want to look at it, as I said. But the ripple effect is going to bleed right off into the private sector. And as the economies of the world continue to suffer moving forward, again, look, man, there's no way out of it, of where we're going with regard to an extremely rapidly deteriorating economic situation, not just here, but around the entire world. But what really does this come down to? Again, you guys and girls know what I'm probably about to say. The mechanism here that you and I have been forced to live under for quite a long time, and it's getting, well, for decades and decades and decades, getting progressively worse here, is the mechanism of central banks, who actually are the ones that run the economy, run the financial markets, the financial system as a whole. Their mechanism to suck the purchasing power out of the currency is what? What does it do? It is a wrecking machine for the middle class and a wrecking machine for the economies of the world. You want to turn this around? We could turn it around today. Even with tariffs in place and everything else here, if we could return purchasing power to the currency, the middle class would be able to start building itself back up here. And that would be a very positive thing. This makes sense to you, for the economies of the world. But that's not what we're going to see here. With regard to the elimination of vast amounts of jobs here in the government, it's too simple to see that there is going to be an economic ripple effect via this mechanism. And again, it's going to bleed off into the private sector. The economy is going to slow rapidly on the back of this. And private sector jobs are at risk in a massive way. Again, global economy is going to continue to shrink. This is not going to help anything. With regard to debts and deficits, that's what I really meant to say, it's not going to help anything. Cut the federal government by two-thirds. Let's just throw that number out here. It's not going to stop global debt and debt here in the United States from surging higher. All you got to look at is a few metrics here. Look at the U.S., and I always talk about this, well, I've referred to this many times. The global debt to GDP ratio is a nightmare. If you just focus on what's happening here in the United States, we're about a debt to GDP ratio of about 131%. We've way surpassed the point of no return. The point of no return is about 90%. Okay, look this stuff up for yourself, guys and girls. It's pretty easy. Once you surpass that, basically you can't do anything to stop the inevitable. That's really what it comes down to. So all these cuts, however you want to look at it, will not prevent debts and deficits from surging higher, skyrocketing higher moving forward. With regard to trade deficits, it's a nightmare situation for the world, okay? But more so here in the United States, unfortunately. Let me just say this too. For those of you that are waiting for the moment when manufacturing is going to be brought back here to the United States, you're in for a very long wait. The economy of the United States, again, and the rest of the world is deteriorating. And tariffs, I understand how this is supposed to work, people. Believe me, Greg knows how this is supposed to work. It's supposed to get people to buy American here, okay, and around the world. That's really what governments are looking to do. And these tit-for-tat tariffs are going to probably, at least that's the mechanism here behind it, is get people to buy local, okay, in the United States, buy American products. Yeah, okay, fantastic. I say, you can utilize tariffs, abso-freaking-lutely, okay, as a way to maybe renegotiate some trade deals. I'm all for that. But then we need to give people the ability to pay the premium that they're going to be forced to pay on the back of these tariffs. So buy American or buy wherever you may live. I get it. But give the people the power to exercise their ability to buy, let's say, American here by returning some purchasing power to the currency. How do we do that? Well, people, that means we got to start raising rates. We got to start raising rates dramatically. Yes, indeed. Greg is also aware that this would hit the stock markets of the world in a dramatic way. Your investment plans, your real estate, all this stuff that you think is real. On paper, you're looking pretty good right now, right? It's not real. It's all been built on oceans of debt and currency devaluation on the back of artificially suppressed rates. It's not real. It's going away anyway. My plan, which I put out recently, was let's use this as an opportunity as a controlled demolition. In other words, if we start returning, and this won't happen, but I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. If President Trump has an epiphany, if Elizabeth Warren has an epiphany, if Steve Bessent here, who's on a crusade to lower rates, has an epiphany, and they say, hold on a minute now. You know, Greg Mannarino has a point. If we return some purchasing power to the currency and empower the people, what would be the fallout of it? Well, we would start to get some a real market or a more real market here. Again, this is not real whatsoever. I think we're pretty much on the same page here. There would be some serious economic pain, but it would be controlled. We're the ones who would get to control how fast it hits us all. Instead of what central banks are planning on doing is bringing down the entire system very, very rapidly. Implosion in the debt market is going to wipe out the stock markets of the world overnight at one particular time here when they stop inflating. Again, central banks have one source of power and only one. That their one source of power is the ability to inflate. And when a central bank, when a politician says, hey, you know what, we want lower rates, it sends a central banker into full-on orgasm mode because it allows them to fulfill their endgame, to own it all, to use their product as a weapon against all of us and suck the purchasing power of the currency away. You understand what I'm talking about here? It's either, it can go one way or the other. This thing is going to be a controlled takedown by we the people, or it's going to be an out-of-control takedown by the central banks. I don't know another way to put this to you. And again, it's going to foster the greatest wealth transfer that's ever been seen in the history of the world. Your 401ks, your investment plans, your real estate investments, everything is just going to go up. Just gone. And people are going to sit there weeping, wondering what happened to them. It's too simple. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It really, really is. Very, very simple. So with regard to the economy, okay, how would this hit the economy if it wouldn't just hit the stock market, quite obviously. If we were to start to raise rates, initially there would be a hit to the economy. I understand that. But you got to, again, sometimes things have to be taken down before they get rebuilt. But the mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates, which we're still hearing, is the way to go. Not the way I want to go. This is Trump and this is Elizabeth Warren and Scott Bessent here. This is all just going to lead to an uncontrolled meltdown in the debt market that's going to spin people's heads around like the freaking Exorcist, man. I say, let's do this ourselves and really honestly rebuild the system. There's going to be pain either way. One, my solution would cause pain, no doubt about it. But it would, at the same time the pain is being created, we would be returning purchasing power to the currency here. And this, there's a lag effect here too. Again, nothing just happens like this. The reason why we started to see inflation hit the end of the beautiful man Biden, I was just going to call him a bad name because I had a lot of names for Biden. I'm not going to do that anymore. Greg is a nice person. I think that's debatable, right? Anyway, I'm trying to be. But that was the lag effect of vast. I mean, we doubled the debt. Obama, Trump, Biden, these three presidents took every president before them with regard to inflating debt along with the central bank because they worked together and doubled it. It's an insane situation here. That mechanism, as you well know, must remain in effect to keep the illusion real. And the illusion is becoming very real to people right now. What's going to end up happening, you well know, and I put out a whole list just recently as to how this is going to hit supply chains, the availability of resources moving forward. People, I don't believe people are prepared for where we're going. This mushroom cloud economy moving forward. Again, this is not just going to be an issue here in the United States. This mushroom cloud economy is going to is a dark shadow over the entire world. Anyway, look, I want to cover these. I asked AI a few questions about what's happening. Don't kill the messenger here. I asked AI a couple of questions about the economy. Now, this is the answer from AI. My question here. This is my question. All right. What will be the economic effect of President Trump's mass firings for the public sector? That was my question. Here was the answer. Answer, not mine. President Trump's recent federal worker layoffs are expected to have significant economic effects. Consumer confidence has dropped to an 8-month low due to concerns over these policies. Additionally, cuts in research and development funding could harm the U.S. global competitiveness. Furthermore, these layoffs may disrupt essential government services, potentially leading to increased unemployment rates and economic instability. That's not me. This came out of the mouth of the AI thing. Another question Greg asked this AI creature. Can I call AI creature? I'm not insulting AI, right? Would that be an insult to call them a creature? Anyway, second question. Will President Trump's economic policy stimulate or hurt the economy? This is the answer from AI. President Trump's newly implemented policies could lead to higher inflation and slower economic growth and might trigger a recession by mid-2025. Okay, here we go. I asked three more questions. Okay, this is Greg asking the question to AI. What are the prospects for private sector job growth in the United States over the next 6 months? Over the next 6 months, this is the answer. Private sector job growth in the U.S. is expected to slow, with employers cautious about hiring. So far, I would have to say, honestly, it appears that AI is correct. All right, now, another question I pose to AI. Will President Trump's current economic policies cause the United States debt to grow or shrink? Sounds reasonable, right? That was my question. Here's the answer from AI. President Trump's economic policies are expected to increase the U.S. national debt. This is mainly due to tax cuts and increased spending. Okay. Last question, Greg Manarino to AI. My question, if President Trump is vastly reducing the federal workforce, why is more debt expected? That was on the back of, it said that debt was going to be increased over here. Now, answer. While President Trump is reducing the federal workforce, government spending will still increase. This rise is due to higher costs in health, retirement programs, and interest payments on the national debt. Therefore, despite workforce cuts, the national debt is expected to grow. Look, man, you are free to disagree with the AI creature. I was just asking some questions here, so don't kill the messenger. I'm just referring to this, all right? All right, guys, it goes, listen, we covered a lot here, and I promised to go over the economic data. I have no idea what stock futures are. Actually, the market is open right now, so this video is kind of long. So again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, the data is all fake. It's all propaganda. We know that anyway. They're going to allow us to know certain things. But again, man, just open your eyes. Raise your own awareness here. And I think we get it. So again, anyway, look, man, what I want you to take away from this video, and if you want to listen to what AI is saying here, is we are staring down the barrel of a mushroom cloud economy. Here in the United States and around the world, and expect what you're seeing here with regard to federal job firings, losses, however you want to look at it, will bleed off. I think it's going to bleed off in a very dramatic way into the private sector as well. And you need to think about, what does it really come down to? What is it going to mean for you? How is this going to affect you moving forward? You don't have job security. I want you to understand that. And I fully expect that we are going to see these corporations start to lay people off in a massive way, especially utilizing things like AI. It's a fascinating thing. I don't even know how to refer to it. It's anyway, I think, unfortunately, I really do believe what I'm saying, that it's the way it's going to go. And people are going to be replaced. It's the system is being dehumanized, however you want to look at it. And I think this is, unfortunately, the trajectory moving forward. And people are going to suffer here. There's no doubt about it. And I think people are not prepared for it. I really don't. With regard to the stock market and stuff, people are going to follow this stuff moving forward here. We may end up seeing muted gains unless Bessent gets his wish here vastly reducing the 10-year yield and letting the Fed off the hook. I don't want to let the Fed off the hook, do you? No, I don't want to let the Fed off the hook. I think the Federal Reserve always is getting let off the hook. They're never held to account for a damn thing. Honestly, they're the ones that run the economy. They're the ones that run the monetary system. Explain how they should be let off the hook. Maybe our beautiful man, I'll call him a beautiful man, Bessent here, can explain that to all of us. Maybe you think we're entitled to that as American citizens? Maybe, I don't know. What do you think? People, I love you all. Please share the video. If you got something out of it, I'd appreciate a thumbs up. And let me know what you think about this AI thing. It's both fascinating and a little bit scary, huh? All right. I'll see you guys and girls later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I'm going to give that live stream another shot, all right? I got you. I got your back always, all right? I'll see you.